I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app should not be banned. TikTok has acquired 150 million American users, but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have been swept up in a wider geopolitical battle between Beijing and Washington over trade and technology. The app was banned in December on federally owned devices. Some states have also moved to restrict the app. But researcher James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies tells VOA a complete ban is unlikely.
Unfortunately, for the people who want to ban TikTok, the Constitution doesn't allow them to do that. Texas has the authority to say you can't use it on a state-owned device, you can't use it at work on a state network, but you can't tell people what to do in their private lives.
Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gilman. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have offered best wishes to Muslims around the world at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. In a statement issued Wednesday, the President and First Lady reaffirmed America's support to Muslim communities suffering hardships and devastation, including Turkey, Syria, and Pakistan, which have been hit by deadly earthquakes and massive flooding during the last year. The statement also said the U.S. and its partners stand in solidarity with Muslims who face continued oppression, including Uyghurs in China and Rohingya in Myanmar. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to continue congressional authorization for the use of military force in the global fight against terror. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Senators voted 86-89 to reject the effort by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul to repeal the 2001 measure. It gave President George W. Bush broad authority for the invasion of Afghanistan and the fight against terrorism. It came up in a debate over a separate repeal of two authorizations of military force in Iraq. There is broad bipartisan support to withdraw the congressional approval granted in 1991 and 2002 for military strikes against Saddam Hussein's regime. Those authorizations are rarely used and focus just on Iraq. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Navy is denying a claim by China's military that it drove away a naval destroyer that was sailing in the South China Sea. China said on Thursday it expelled the USS Milius after it illegally entered the waters around the Paracel Islands. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet issued a statement saying the guided missile destroyer is conducting routine operations in the South China Sea and said the U.S. will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese fought back tears on Thursday as he revealed the question the government wants to put forth in a potential referendum, whether to recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the country's constitution.
If not now, when? That is an opportunity that doesn't belong to the politicians. It belongs to every Australian equally. One person, one vote. People from all faiths, backgrounds and traditions. All of us will have an equal say. All of us can own an equal share of what I believe will be an inspiring and unifying Australian moment.
Australia is seeking to give more recognition to its Indigenous people who have inhabited the continent for 60,000 years but are not mentioned in the 122-year-old Constitution. The government will introduce the bill next week, hoping to pass it in the Parliament by the end of June.